Hello, Yela?
Yes?
Hey, this is Jesse Bacon from The Only Democracy. I get your emails, and I just heard that there was a village being evacuated. Is that still happening?
It is still happening, yes.
Are you there?
I am there.
Okay. I was going to record it for the scene, if it's okay with you, if you want to just report to the audience what's going on.
I happily will do so.
Okay, please do.
I'm right now in the village of El Arrajiz. This is a village that has been here for hundreds of years, and there is sufficient historical evidence that it has been here for hundreds of years. There's still mud houses. There's air photos from the British times of everything being cultivated. And right now there are about 1,500 Israeli police and other forces collecting all the people of the village and putting them in little spots. And there's about 20 bulldozers, which are now flattening all the houses. While flattening the houses, they're flattening the chicken coops and killing the chickens. And it's just horrible. And it's this area that they're cleaning out, which is called the village of Aragib, in the government plans, it is supposed to be an only Jewish area. Arabs are not supposed to live in this area. And it's just horrible. I mean, I just don't have words to describe what I'm seeing right now, with scores of black-dressed, fully armed police around us and bulldozers destroying the houses and everybody sitting around and just seeing what's being happening to their villages, to their life. And it's just as unfair and unjust as anything can be.
Yeah. So does this represent a new, I mean, I know we've been hearing about demolitions in villages for years. Does this represent a new tactic by Israel to destroy whole villages at one time?
I do think so. I mean, Israel's done it in the past. Israel did it in the 1950s. And actually in the 1950s was the first time that Israel had cleared out this village, this specific village as well. And recently, there is a new plan on the government table to destroy villages, clear out villages, concentrate people into other villages, make those villages into towns, and destroy the traditions, the livelihood, the resources of the Bedouin community, the indigenous Bedouin community in Israel. Until today, 63 years of the state, these people live in villages the government has refused to recognize. An unrecognized village like this one means there is no right for water. Water doesn't come to your houses. You're not allowed to build a house. It makes every single home of 80,000 people, citizens of Israel, for 60-some years illegal. And instead of doing some historical justice, instead of at least letting them be, now there's a new wave. It's horrible. It's horrific. It comes with newspaper articles telling how horrible the Bedouins are because they're overseeking governmental land and they're cheating the government while they are the poorest population in Israel, and all because of Israeli policies.
Wow. So, I mean, do you have any sense of why now, why they picked this moment to launch this?
This village is known to be a village of people who are stubborn, and so they want to teach everybody a lesson. And I think we're just seeing the beginning. I think it's going to be much worse. There's going to be violence. There's going to be arrests. There's going to be a lot worse stuff before, I hope, the government gives in, but either the government or the Bedouin give in. I really hope the Bedouin will not give in, because for them it means that they are now going to be doomed to a life of urban poverty and the full destruction of their culture and traditions.
Yeah. What do they have any means of resistance available to them? Like, have you talked to people in the village about what their plans are?
The only means of resistance is staying. So what I believe is going to happen is today, in a couple of hours, after the police and everybody leaves, they'll come back and they'll build a few new huts and they'll build a few tents. And nobody is going anywhere. There is nowhere to go. This is their land. They don't have anywhere to go. And so the resistance is just staying, like they have been doing for 60-some years.
Wow. All right. So as awful as the destruction is there today, I mean, do you have a sense that people's people's spirits are not, have not been completely broken by this, and that they're going to continue?
Yes, mostly because they have no choice, not because they're like choosing the worst or some option. There are really no options. And since you're interviewing me from a Jewish organization in the United States, please let me now appeal to anybody and everybody that is listening to this. As American Jews, you guys have a much better understanding of what it means to be a minority that is, its rights are taken away. Here in Israel, we've been a powerful majority for far too long. We've forgotten what it means. These are citizens of Israel. This is the indigenous population of Israel. To solve this issue with justice and fairness, it means that Israel has to allow them to use the remaining 3% of the Negev land that it has not taken away. That is what we're talking about. Use any type of political pressure that you can. It's an easy-to-solve issue. There is no need for this harm, for this hatred that they're now creating to our own citizens.
All right. So, Yela, do you have... So are you able to, like, what are you going to do from here on out today? What's your plan?
I am assuming that with so much difficult emotions, there will be a spontaneous demonstration today. I hope it will be big. I hope it will be sounded out loud. That's about, I mean, we feel at least that we are quite helpless, and this is why we need your help. And I really thank you for phoning, and I please
oh, my pleasure.
This. It is so easy to support this thing. It is so easy to solve this thing. It's not West Bank. It's not security. What we're doing is we're creating a security issue here. We're taking these people. I just shook the hand of one of the sheikhs here, and he said, but we want to live together.
So just to clarify, you believe that they don't plan on leaving anything of this village. They're going to try to destroy it to the ground today?
Yes, but a village and land is not just the homes that are built on it, and especially with the Bedouin community. They know how to build and live on land with the bare minimum resources, and they will be doing so. They will be doing so until somebody is killed.